Well, I have to say, first of all, you know, my heart and sympathy is with those who are going to be notified, families and relatives of those who were victims in Northern Ireland over many years, who are going to be told today and over the coming days about this as it affects one of their loved ones. And one can only imagine the hurt and pain that this is going to cause. And having to relive again the trauma and so on of the tragic circumstances in which relatives lost loved ones. So this is deeply, deeply troubling. It's shocking. I would put this very, very high up in the terms of the sorts of issues that we've had to deal with as coming out of the Troubles and so on, because I mean, one remembers back to the Alder Hey organ scandal back in the late 90s when it was uncovered that the body parts of children were being retained without notifying parents in hospitals across England, particularly at the Alder Hey Hospital in Liverpool, and the outrage that that evoked. Now, we have a case here, a situation here, where 67 cases, we're told, are involved, and, you know, without relatives knowing about it, that is the outrageous and appallingly shocking and indefensible part of all of this. It may be, and we've yet to hear the case, and we've yet to hear the circumstances under which these body parts were retained and for what purpose precisely. But even if it was necessary, why were the relatives not told? Why were the relatives not informed? At a time when, back from the late 90s, we knew from the Alder Hey situation how emotional this is, how traumatic this is, how unacceptable it is for relatives not to know. Why, when the law was changed in 2005, were relatives not informed? So there are lots of questions out here, and I think these are questions that are going to have to be answered by the police and by the political authorities who are responsible, because a lot of this, I mean, most of it, the vast majority of it, happened under direct rule, of course. So I think there are ministers who have to answer for this as well.
And yet the most recent case was in 2005, not that long ago.
Yes, and I mean, I think there are a number of questions here, Stephen, and I mean, I will be wanting to know why in 67 cases was it felt necessary to retain body parts. Now, there may be a good explanation, but there were lots of murders throughout the period 1960, as we understand, when it began, right through to 2005. So why in certain cases was it felt necessary to retain body parts? Even talking about this, I think, is difficult, because, I mean, we have to remember that there are loved ones out there who will be wondering today, well, was it one of my, was it something belonging, that body part belonging to one of my loved ones? And they're probably in a heightened state of anxiety as a result of all of this. But the question remains, why in certain cases and why not in others? Why was it happening right up to 2005, as you've pointed out, even when the Human Tissue Authority was created?